إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله تعالى فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث هو كتاب الله تعالى، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أعاذني الله وإياكم من النار وما يقرب إليها من قول وعمل. عن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه وأرضاه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: سيد الشهداء حمزة رضي الله عنه، ورجل قام إلى إمام جائر فأمره ونهاه فقتله. والحديث صحيح، صحه الألباني وهو في المستدرك وغيره. جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه narrates the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said: the leader of the shuhada is Hamza ibn Abdul Muttalib, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's uncle. And a man that stands in front of a leader who is oppressive, a leader who has transgressed his limits, a leader that has used the methods of the kuffar, however he is not yet a kafir. Imam Jair, he has only transgressed his limits, and he has, this man that stood in front of him, enjoined good and forbade evil. He has ordered him to do good and prevented him from evil, and this leader has not listened, so he kills him. This man, the Prophet ﷺ described him as a shaheed. This is regarding a man who is a ja'ir, who has transgressed his limits. How about a man who has lived in oppression and ruled by oppression and spread havoc, spread mischief, worked against Allah and His Prophet, imprisoned the ulama of the ummah, worked with the kuffar for over 62 years. 62 years. قاتلهم الله. Husni Mubarak. Today, stood up and said, I want to resign. I have served Egypt for 62 years. But I fear that if I resign, there will be havoc and mischief in the ummah. خوف على الأمة، قلبه على الأمة. أيها الطاغوت الكافر، أيها الكلب الحقير. This man has done nothing but backstab the ummah since the day he received power and even before this. 62 years of being in the army and the air force and being an advisor to this president and a vice to this president and finally being a president himself, he worked his way to kufr in the nether of fisq and fujur. Not only this, but he spread his opportunities to his family. Jamal, his son, who is the smaller kafir. And the big kafir and his son, Jamal, who also took an opportunity to get into the presidential palace and get into power. So the man wasn't happy with only performing kufr upon himself. No, he wanted it to extend to his family. How does this hadith that we mentioned relate to what is happening today in Egypt? And I'm sure all of you are aware of what is happening in Egypt. Egypt. Kanaratullahi ala ardi. It is what Allah Azza wa Jal uses to select His soldiers. Egypt, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam talked about Egypt and he said, it has the best soldiers on the earth. Choose your soldiers from Egypt. What is happening in Egypt now? Nobody would have ever imagined something like this to happen. Ever. In a million years. And subhanAllah, we've been saying in our lessons and in our khutab that the policy of these countries like Egypt and Syria and Jordan and Lebanon is a policy of tajwiya, starvation, wuqahm, wudhulm, oppression. And it is only a matter of time before the people explode. Before the people can't handle it anymore and they say, no, we will not accept this situation any longer. And this is what happened in Egypt. But we did not think it would happen like this. Egypt has a population of approximately 100 million people. 8 million started to march in the street. I want you to imagine this, ya ikhwan. And what you see on the TV is only a snapshot of what's happening. 8 million people in Cairo, Alexandria, Bursa'id, Suez, Dumyat, Al-Fayyum, all places in Egypt were filled with Muslims. Naam, Muslimun, Ikhwanuna wa Akhawatuna. And I stress this point because I'm going to talk about those who try to sideline the issue by saying these people, they're not Salafiyun, they're not Atqiya, they haven't studied Kitab al-Tahawiyya, Kitab al-Wasitiyya, Al-Usul al-Thalatha, and Sahih al-Bukhari, huh? They haven't studied the Kutub of Ahlul Sunnah. They haven't studied under the mashayikh of al-Salafiyya. They haven't been to our masajid. We'll respond to these people. So our brothers, our Muslim brothers and sisters, Ahlul Sunnah, alhamdulillah, in Egypt, we don't have Rawafid. We don't have Shia. They're not white. They haven't got a party like they do maybe in Lebanon or in Syria. They haven't got a presence, aslan. Yani one or two or three people that tried to speak ism al-Shia in Egypt, they were wiped off the face of the planet and ignored. And no one even looked at them a second time. But they are Ahl al-Sunnah. And they love the deen. And they love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if they are reminded, they will remember. And if a man stands up and brings out the khayr of them, they will stand up and chant Bila ilaha illallah. And we have brothers that were eyewitnesses to this on the ground in Midan al-Tahrir. Meydan al-Tahrir is a square in Egypt where the people are gathering now and everything is happening now. When people stood up and started chanting and reminding them of La ilaha illallah, they responded by saying La ilaha illallah. When people started chanting and saying Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, they responded by saying Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. When a man stood up and made adhan, they all stood up and prayed in jama'ah. And when the kafara, al-zalama, al-fasaqa, the army and the police were spraying them with their water tanks, and you've seen the pictures, these people of Tawheed stood firm. They stood their ground. I'm not talking about a hose yet. I'm talking about water tanks that they used to disperse people when they come out in riots. They stood firm in their salah. So these people are muwahideen. And they all went out to do what they can. What they can. To say to a zalim, to an oppressor, to a tyrant, to a taghiya, to a kafir, we will not accept this anymore. And we all reject you. Ifhamha. Ifhamha. We do not want you. We reject you. And they did not have guns. They did not have sticks. They did not have weapons of mass destruction. All they had was their iman. All they had was their tawheed. And they stood with their tawheed. They stood with their la ilaha illallah and their hate of oppression, their hate of someone taking away their rights which Allah Azza wa Jalla gave them. Some of you may respond, but hold on a second, they weren't chanting this. They weren't saying, yani, we want sharia. They weren't holding up flags of la ilaha illallah that we want to see. They weren't saying, we want a khilafah. Like, the question is, whose fault is this? It's not about that they didn't do this. The question is, why didn't they do this? They didn't do this, ya ikhwa, not because they hate the sharia. Not because they hate Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not because they hate the deen. No, as I mentioned earlier, if they were reminded, they would remember. And if they were moved, they would stand up. People, ya ikhwa, just now, before I came, I got news that a mother was pushing her son to the front lines and saying to her son, ittaqillah, ittaqillah, you are not better than the shuhada. You are not better than the shuhada. She's pushing her son to the front lines to protect the brothers. With nothing. They have nothing. They do not have their food with them. They do not have their water with them. They do not have anything with them except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you have these mashayikh who stand up and say, but they are calling for tawheed. Where are you? Where are you? You should be in the front lines protecting these people. You should be in the front lines calling for tawheed. This is the trust that Allah Azza wa Jal took from you. The covenant that Allah Azza wa Jal took from you as a alim. Ya Salafi! Ya Salafi! وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا مِنْ قَبْلِ وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِ لَتُبَيِّنُنَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَكْتُمُونَهُ وَلَا تَكْتُمُونَهُ. Allah Azza wa Jal took this trust from the people before us, the Jews, Ahlul Kitab, that they would clarify the matter to the people. And they would not conceal it. They would not conceal it. We see the complete opposite. We see videos being broadcasted. What have they done? MashaAllah, Shaykh Fulan and Fulani. Al-Allama al-Muhaddith al-Kabir, Shaykh al-Salafiyya, Shaykh al-Mahallabiyya, Shaykh al-Salafiyya, stands up and what does he do? He is taking a photo with an army official handing over money that was taken from the Egyptian government, stolen. They had repossessed it and they're giving it back. Now, aside from this, my question isn't what he did exactly. My question is, what is he not doing? And then we look at what he is doing instead. Yani he is not standing with these Muslims, who are Muslims by his yani own shahada. They are still Muslims. No, we will not stand with them. But who? Because their flag, what they are calling for is kufr. Jamil. Mash. Tayyib. Husni Mubarak. Isn't he a kafir? Of course he's a kafir. Taghiya, zalim, kha'il, mash. And his armies, and his police force, are they not under his flag as well? Are they not under a flag of jahiliyyah? Inna fir'auna wa hamana wa junudahuma kanu zalim. Fir'aun and Haman and their armies, this army of Egypt that everyone is looking up to for savior and for protection and for asylum. What did they do in the recent days? They siege the Muslims. They siege the Muslims with their tanks. They brought out planes on top of the heads of the Muslims to scare them. Walhamdulillah, the Muslims were firm. They were not scared. They did not run back. They were waving at Shab al-Muslim, wallahi. Shab al-Masri. Tayyib. Wallahi, alam Allah. They see these army officials and they think, this is the army that protected us. This is the army that's going to save us. And they besiege them with the excuse that we are with you. We are your protectors. And then they let out amongst the crowds, people to come and shoot, and kill, and bash, all with the permission of these protectors, this army that we are looking up to. Tell me then, how can we work and put our hands in the hands of these criminals that have allowed the worst of the people to come and kill our brothers and sisters, that have allowed the police to stand on these high buildings and these snipers to shoot at our brothers and sisters. And the pictures, if you see them, wallahi, they will make your heart bleed. They will make your heart bleed. I return and I come back and say, my question is, what did these people do that went out in the streets? It started off with 8 million, went down to 2 million, coming back up, inshallah. What did these people do? Did they revolt against a Muslim ruler? Huh? Did they fight against a Muslim ruler? They didn't do anything except stand best. They stood on the street and called for a stop to oppression. And wallahi, it puzzles me that when it comes to issues to do with the West, and the kuffar, al-asliyin, America, Australia, ASIO, the federal police, al-Yahud, al-Nasara, you have these mashayikh that come and say, we have to work with them to end oppression. Sahih? And they come and tell you, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam worked with Quraysh, Hilf al-Fudul, in a covenant that he signed with them. And he said, if I was called to Hilf al-Fudul a second time, I would sign it a second time. And we want to eradicate extremism. We want to eradicate terrorism, fundamentalism, by working with the kafir al-Asli. And then when it comes to a situation like this, where these people are like sheep, lost without a leader, lost without a herder, lost without someone to tell them where to go, you come and say, no, 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 we can't work with them because the flag isn't clear. The flag isn't clear not because of the ikhwan. The flag isn't clear because of you. Ayuha al-shaykh, al-alim, al-faqih. And we don't say this about all of our mashayikh. Alhamdulillah, we have mashayikh. And we saw in the protest people of ilm, people of tuqa, that stood up in the face of oppression with their brothers. And they stood up even though they are old, even though they are weak, even though they may be excused in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though they are in wheelchairs, even though Allah Azza wa Jal may not require them to stand up, they may be ma'adhurun. They may be excused by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is the excuse for someone to stand up? MashaAllah, shabab. Shabab. Ulihya. Uthawb qasir. Umiswak. Huh? And what does he call for? He calls for calm. Ya ikhwa, we just want things to come back to where they were, how they were before. We want things to come back to Ya Allah. Allah sent you an opportunity to your doorstep. Allah Azza wa Jal sent you an opportunity to your doorstep for change. And then you stand up and say, we are not ready for change. What did he say? And what did others like him say? They said, we need to prepare the people. Jameel. If you hear this, you might think he's talking about real preparation. وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَمِنْ رِبَاطِ الْخَيْلِ تُرْهِبُونَ بِهِ عَدُوَّ اللَّهِ وَعَدُوَّهُ. Prepare for them what you are able to prepare from power. Power. Allah goes on to describe this kind of power. Horses. Horses. Tanks, machine guns, ammunition, prepare for them. وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَمِنْ رِبَاطِ الْخَيْلِ تُرْهِبُونَ. You strike terror in the hearts of the disbelievers. If he was talking about this, he would say, Alhamdulillah, at least he has a vision. At least he has a vision. They're working to prepare the people to do something. But no, what was he referring to when he said, what was he referring to when he said we need to prepare the people? He was referring to Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, Al-Wasitiyah, Al-Tahawiyah, huh? The books of Fiqh and Hadith and Aqeedah to study in the Masajid. So you're telling me, when an opportunity like this comes, we flee to the Masajid? This is exactly what he said. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. يا إخوة, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the hadith narrated by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri رضي الله عنه, and the hadith is in Sahih Muslim, and you all know the hadith. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده فليغيره بيده. Whoever sees an evil, then change it with your hands. Question. Is it an option? Is it something that we are given the option to do or to leave? Al-amru yaqtadi al-wujub. When the Prophet ﷺ orders you to do something, it means it is wajib upon you. Not a choice anymore. Tayyib, how about if I'm not able to change it with my hands? فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطَعْ فَبِلِسَانِهِ. If he is not able to, then with his tongue. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطَعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ. And if he is not able to change it with his tongue, then change it with your heart. And this is the weakest of them. This is the issue here. This is the issue. What did the people go and do? They wanted to change with their tongues. To tell this طاغي الظالم الكافر الفاسق حسن مبارك leave. طيب Do they know the details of الأحكام الشرعية? Do they know why he has to leave? Because he is a kafir and because Islam tells us to topple the kufr? No, they don't know. And who's to blame again? Again, I bring it back to the mashayikh and the ulama. If they took opportunity, this as an opportunity, they would have changed this revolution into an Islamic revolution. Like they did in Iran. But anyway. A so-called Islamic revolution. But anyway. These people went out to change what they can with their tongues. And with this, we still blame them. We still say they are at fault. And they say they are dying for al-Baradai. They are not dying for al-Baradai. What is it, the Tin? Baradai is a man that was made by the West. And they can't stand him and they don't like him. And they don't even know him. There's a man that was created. He came out of nowhere. Al-Baradai, for those that don't know, is a man that people are hoping he will be in the place of Al-Haqir Husn. Anyway, this man is an unknown. He's no one to be considered Aslan. The people don't want him. And there are a few people that are supporting. And maybe America as well will be supporting. But the people in general want justice. And they will strive for justice if given the opportunity. If given the opportunity of Tawheed, they will strive behind them. Ya ikhwan, the solution is very clear and I will detail steps towards this solution in the rest of my khutbah. قل ما تسمعون واستغفر الله لي ولكم مستغفرين إنه هو الرحمن. الحمد لله رب العالمين ولا عاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبعد. الله عز وجل says ولو شاء الله لانتصر منهم ولكن ليبلو بعضكم ببعض. Allah wanted, if Allah decreed, He would have given you victory like this. If it's an issue of victory from Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal أمره ما بين الكاف والنون. سبحانه عز وجل إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون. Allah Azza wa Jal wants something to happen. All He says is kun, be, and it is. But Allah Azza wa Jal wants to test us against each other. He wants to test us against each other. So this is the sunnah of Allah Azza wa Jal, repelling one group against another. One group against another group. Now both groups may be kuffar. Both groups may be kuffar. Both groups may be Muslims, but one may be just and one may be unjust. This is the hikmah of Allah Azza wa Jal. He repels us against each other and to test us. To test us. Who will stand? Who will do something? Who will be firm? And who will not? Ya ikhwan, the following days are unknown days. And this is Qadr of Allah Azza wa Jal. But we learn something from this. We learn that these days that are unknown are all with Allah. And the past days are all with Allah. Who would have thought that this would have happened? Who would have thought that the people of Egypt, under the iron fist of Husni al-Kalb, under the iron fist of Husni, قَاتَلَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. I still don't think many of you understand what this man has done to our ummah. He is the one that is protecting the Jews in Islam. He is the one that is torturing our mashayikh. He is the one that is imprisoning our shabab. If you decide to be pious and go to the masjid, You'll be in prison. I have a friend, personal friend, that lives in the same street as me in Egypt, was taken from his masjid. He was taken from his masjid. And his wife was 7 months pregnant. He was taken into a prison for what reason? قانون الطوارئ. This law that they brought out in Egypt means anyone can be arrested at any time without any charge, indefinitely, because there's a question mark. Because he may be a threat. No lawyers, no family visits, he disappears. And he was imprisoned and no one knew anything about him for 10 years. Not 10 days, not 10 months, not a year, 10 years. When he came out, ya ikhwa, he didn't have money to catch a taxi. He didn't have shoes to wear to walk home. He walked barefoot from his prison to his house, several kilometers, until he got home and he knocked on his door. His wife opened the door, and she was shocked and fainted immediately. Who is this man that appeared after I thought I'd lost him? Put yourself in this situation. Imagine your brother, your father, was in a situation like this, all because he says, La ilaha illallah, nothing else. And until today, Husni says this. Until today, he says, I want to step down, but I fear that the Islamists will take over the country. I fear that Ikhwan al-Muslimin will take over the country. I fear that the fundamentalists will take over the country. What is he saying? It's saying that he does not want Islam. Does not want Sharia. But Islam is an issue between you and Allah. وَالْوَطَنْ لِلْجَمِيعِ. This watan, this nation, is for everyone. A secular view of Islam, a secular view of how everything should work. These recent events have taught us, ya ikhwan, that a taghiya that's been ruling for such a long period of time, 30-something years in power, and 62 years in service, quote-unquote, serving the country, backstabbing the Muslims, killing the Muslims, torturing the Muslims, ila akhir, ruining the Ummah, has come to an end, and inshallah this will be soon, in only a few days. In only a few days. With the qadr of Allah Azza wa Jal, by using the people who have nothing. And this is always the case here. And I want you to pay attention with me this morning. This is always the case. But if Allah Azza wa Jal wants something to happen, He creates for it a means. The means that He created for this baghiya to leave was His own people who are the weak. Yani physically, they have nothing. Militarily, they have nothing. Politically, they have nothing. Leadership, they have nothing. But they were firm in their stance and He left. Well, he's going to leave, inshallah. So this should give the Muslims hope that fear is not our attribute. Fear will not benefit you. Staying in your houses with your women and your children will not benefit you. Take a step forward towards Allah and He will give you victory. This happened with the people that weren't holding flags of La ilaha illallah for whatever reason, as we discussed in the beginning. But imagine a people. Imagine 8 million Muslims who stood for Sharia. Imagine 8 million Muslims who left their houses calling for a khilaf. Imagine 8 million Muslims who prayed their 5 daily prayers and they fasted and they wanted to fight in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Who would stop them? Who would stop them? What tasfiyah and tarbiyah do you need for these people? What books do you need to study for these people? Wallahi, the iman will be sufficient not to rule Egypt, but to rule the world. To rule this world. brothers, even if this situation doesn't end up as we want it. And what we want is not just Hosni Mubarak to step down, but what we want is Sharia to rule Egypt and to rule all the countries of La ilaha illallah. And to rule this globe. And we have hadith Tamim al-Dari radiallahu anhu arda to give us hope. When he said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليبلغن هذا الأمر ما بلغ الليل والنهار ولا يترك الله بيت مدر ولا وبر إلا أدخله الله هذا الدين بعز عزيز أو بذل ذليل عزا يعز الله به الإسلام وذلا يذل الله به الكفر. الله عز وجل will enter this whole world under the deen. What the night and the day has reached. And Allah will not leave a house made of clay or a house made of fur, meaning the houses in the city or even in the desert, except it will enter under this deen. By the honor of the Honorable One, Allah Azza wa Jal, the one that gives honor to the Muslims, or by the disgrace of the one who gives disgrace to the kuffar that fight against La ilaha illallah. This is what we hope for. And it will happen. And Allah will create a means for that as He created a means for this. But even if this does not happen, even if this does not happen immediately now, we know that it will give the people a hope that these issues are of benefit. Issues like this can be taken advantage of. Issues like this can be steered into the right direction. Not like how they've been saying for years before these protests, and أتعجب الله, before these protests they would stand up and say, protests are not from Islam and we teach Tawheed in the masjid. Protests are not, يعني our manhaj is to teach people in the masjid. And then immediately after these protests he stands up with his poetic words and with his beautiful slogans, and he starts saying, أَيُّهَا الْأَبْطَالِ أَيُّهَا الْأَذْقِيَاءِ أَيُّهَا الْأَذْقِيَاءِ أَخَبْدَكِ. Ya akhi, yesterday you were saying the complete opposite of this. And today, you're saying this? But he doesn't want to lose anyone. Huh? مُذَبْذَبِينَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ لَا إِلَهَا أُولَى وَلَا إِلَهَا أُولَى. In between both parties, you don't want to be with these people and you don't want to be with these people. You want to have the population behind you all the time. The last lesson we learned from this year, Ikhwan, I'll leave you with this. As we mentioned in the beginning, it's a test. But what are the results of this test? Allah Azza wa Jalla says, لِيَمِيزَ اللَّهُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ لِيَمِيزَ اللَّهُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ وَيَجْعَلُ الْخَبِيثَ بَعْضَهُ عَلَى بَعْضٍ فَيَرْكُمَهُ جَمِيعًا فَيَجْعَلَهُ فِي جَهَنَّمَ. So Allah Azza wa Jal may differentiate between the good and the bad, the evil and the good. And then He will topple all the bad on top of each other and put it in Jahannam together. These tests sift out the good from the bad, those that will stand for the word of Allah Azza wa Jal and those that stand for other than the word of Allah Azza wa Jal. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive those that have some kind of excuse. And I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to destroy those that have no excuse in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ibad Allah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'ala an-nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم قنا عذاب النار. اللهم توفنا أنت راض عنا يا عزيز يا غفار. اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم نصرا مؤزرا. اللهم عجل بنصرهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارفع راية لا إله إلا الله في كل مكان. اللهم أبدل راية الكفر والفساد في مدينة 6 أكتوبر براية لا إله إلا الله. اللهم أبدل راية اليهود على كمر 6 أكتوبر براية لا إله إلا الله. اللهم انصر إخواننا في مصر، اللهم انصر إخواننا في مصر، اللهم ردهم إلى الحق ردا جميلا، اللهم ردهم إلى الحق ردا جميلا، اللهم اهدي شبابنا، اللهم اهدي مشايخنا، اللهم اهدي مشايخنا، اللهم اهدي مشايخنا، اللهم اهدي مشايخنا، اللهم اهدهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم عليك بطواغيت العرب والعجم، اللهم عليك بطواغيت العرب والعجم، اللهم عليك بفرعون هذا العصر، اللهم عليك بفرعون هذا العصر حسني وعوانه، اللهم عليك بهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم إنهم يتموا أطفالنا ورملوا نساءنا، اللهم إنهم يتموا أطفالنا ورملوا نساءنا وقتلوا مشايخنا وسجنوا ضعفاءنا وجوعوا فلسطينيين وحاصروا إخواننا. اللهم جمد الدماء في عروقهم، اللهم يتم أطفالهم، اللهم يتم أطفالهم، اللهم رمل نساءهم، اللهم زلزل الأرض من تحت أقدامهم، اللهم زلزل الأرض من تحت أقدامهم، اللهم زلزل الأرض من تحت أقدامهم. اللهم أقر أعيننا بهزيمة حسني وعوانه، اللهم أقر أعيننا بهزيمة حسني وأعوانه. اللهم اهزمه يا رب العالمين، اللهم اهزمه يا رب العالمين. اللهم كن لإخواننا مددا، اللهم كن لإخواننا مددا، اللهم كن لإخواننا مددا. اللهم يا رب السماوات والأرض، يا رب العالمين، يا رب السماوات والأرض، أنت قادر على كل شيء. اللهم أرنا فيهم يوما أسودا كيوم عاد وثمود، اللهم أرنا فيهم يوما أسودا كيوم عاد وثمود يا رب العالمين. هذا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، وأقيموا الصلاة.